I asked her if she thought Merrill might force me to become his secretary. Barbara has been his traveling secretary, but she has 9 children she never sees. It makes more sense for him to start using you since you're a young wife with no children, she said. This would give Barbara a chance to be with her kids. Audrey, do you really think she wants to be home with her children while I'm away with Merrill? Your father called her constantly on the trip and spent 10 times more time comforting her than he did doing anything else. I can't see how she'd be happy with me taking her place. Audrey was quiet for a moment, carefully considering her words before she spoke. Well, maybe she needs to learn what it is like to be the one who has to stay home rather than be the one who gets all the rewards and abuses everyone else. I didn't know much about the family yet, but I knew I did not want to be involved with teaching someone else a painful lesson. Carolyn, right after you married Father, all of Barbara's children were talking about you being the wife to travel with him. They were hoping that she would stay home with them. They all want their mother. They're excited because now they think there's a chance they might have a mom. I told Audrey that I thought the last thing Barbara wanted in Paige was another of Merrill's wives. I haven't gotten one warm feeling or gesture from her, I said. I don't think she's happy that I married her husband. Audrey didn't miss a beat. Of course she's not happy about you marrying Father. She's been his only wife ever since he married her, and you might change that. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and looked at Audrey in shock. What do you mean she is your father's only wife? Audrey suddenly looked stricken. I think I have said too much already. We really should be getting home. My head was spinning. Why didn't Audrey want to talk to me anymore about what was going on in this strange family I'd just married into? That weekend was tense. Merrill spent one night in my bedroom. He didn't interact with the rest of the family at all. He and Barbara went into town on Saturday and spent the rest of the day in her bedroom talking. He didn't say goodbye to anyone when he left for Paige on Monday morning. Nancy, one of Merrill's daughters, went with him. I was hoping this meant she might be taking Margaret's job. More than anything, I wanted to stay in college. It was absolutely the only chance I had to make something of myself. It was a tiny plot of solid ground on which I would have at least a foothold on a future. The next weekend was equally tense. Merrill spent both nights in my room, and on Monday morning asked me to bring coffee to him in his office. Barbara was sitting in a chair next to her desk. Her long, wavy hair was a rich auburn. She was only about 5'4", but after 9 children, she weighed close to 200 pounds. Merrill took a sip of coffee before he spoke. Barbie, I've decided to have Carolyn come with us to Paige this week. She looked betrayed. Anger swept over her face as she stared at Merrill. I thought you and I discussed this and we both decided Carolyn wasn't coming to Paige. Merrill shot right back. She's not going to be working at Paige. I'm taking her on a little trip this week. Barbara looked like the wind had been sucked right out of her. Her voice was quivering as she looked at Merrill and said, "When are you going to take me on a little trip?" Then she fled out of the room in tears. Merrill laughed. He said he needed to check on some paperwork in Barbara's bedroom and left the office. He stayed in Barbara's room for a long time. Later, I found Audrey again and asked her if she could go on another bike ride with me. Half an hour later, we were on our way to the reservoir. Audrey was the only person in the family who had been friendly toward me. I felt she could tell me things that might help me survive. Audrey was Fonita's daughter. She said that after Barbara married Merrill, he stopped sleeping with Fonita. Barbara made it clear to him that she would be the only wife with whom he had a sexual relationship. Merrill's first two marriages were disasters, according to Audrey. His marriage to Fonita, his first, had been arranged by the prophet because at the time Merrill, who was then in his 20s, was in love with someone else, but she was not a member of the FLDS. Merrill realized he had lost his true love and blamed Fonita. This was the source of his deep aggression toward her. After several terrible years with Fonita, Audrey said, Merrill was forced to marry Ruth. He resisted this marriage as well, until he was reprimanded by the prophet and forced to wed. Ruth had never been emotionally stable. Audrey said She'd had two breakdowns before she even married Merrill. She was exceedingly fragile, and Merrill had zero interest in having a real relationship with her.